onlar ben sizi dinleriz. O yüzden hem maddeler hem yazılı bir toplayma.
I'm just shocked by Bryson's here. Well, it's a Bryson of us. That there's a Baskel Yates in our choir every day. And Smafris, Oibahim Labrias me Elbona shall take.
Yeah,
what?
You never heard this Mish this verse?
No.
Never heard the office? Maybe we shouldn't break the office instead of Silas. They can have your Shemite, they've never been break the office. It said there's a basket of the Yoitzis in her choir. B'chol Yoim, and it says, Oy Lohem Abrius in the Albuina Shotayr. It's Oy Labrius from the fact that they're being Ma'aliv Tayr. Albuina Shotayr. Yeah? It's Zokra Chaim Voloshin of Shad. So he's Nisayr, why does it call her choir here? B'chol Yoim, Basket of Yoitzis in her choir. There's a lot of, it's our Sinai. So we call the Harsino, it's our choir. So he says, Kiyomra Chachamin and Zechron Lebracha, Chamisha Shema Sheshel. There's five names for Harsinai. Omer Babo, Harsinai Shmoy. The Etzim name is Harsinai. Velom Nikra Shmo Har Choyri. Sheyor the Churva Looide Galulim, Bizmatin Matin Torah. That at the time of Matin Torah, there was Yorid a Churva, a Chorah. The Goyim, because they didn't want to be a Kabbal Torah. But Goyim could have been the Kabbal Torah. They didn't want. It's for that they're Nitzvah. That's if you didn't go to that, that's if you didn't want the Kabbal Torah. Oh. Vim Kain, Sokrub Chai, Kol Shekain, Chas V'Sholom, Kishen Yisroel, Mekainim, Masha Kiblu, it's also Tzar Choyr. It's as if it's Elboinish or Torah, that Klal Yisrael is not being Mekayim Torah. It's Me'el Klapi them, it's also called Hal Choyr. And now the Torah is given to this world. There's anyone that's not Mishtamish with Torah in order to come to what Torah can bring a person, it's Yard Chor V'Noylam, it's Neir Dikatayim. That's how you learn Pshat. Velom nikra shmo har choyri, she yorda churva lo'id di gelulim, bizman matan teira, al shlo rotsa l'kavla. Vim kein, kol she kein, chas v'sholom, kishen Yisrael, mekaini ma she kiblu. V'lachein omer kan me har choyri. Yeah, that's Pshat Mishnah. Yeah, okay, that's the Seder. But here's the Neir Dikachidosh. He says in Pshat, here it doesn't say with the Taina and the Goyim that they weren't Mekabel, but that's a different Gemara. So it was kosher here, but we don't have time for that. With Al-Kopanim, it says like this. This is the Chiddush that I saw. V'hine, midoreinu ze, rav ha-homoin, porshi min ha-toira, al-yidei Titus tiris ha-parnosa. That's in the Shar Dalet, in Nefesh HaChaim. So in the first parak there, where he's masbir also the one of the seat that Siba why that the Torah became so shofel in his door, he also says of tiras harparnasa. So he says the hinei b'doreino zeh rav ha'homam porshim na Torah al leitainas tiras harparnasa. Yeah, in that door the tiras harparnasa was mitzad anius b'doreino. It's the lehepa, the tiras harpanos is because everyone wants to be an usher. It's the same thing, just the other side of the affair. So he says, v'hi b'dehine b'doreinu zeh rav ha'homoy porshim min ha'toyrah al dey tainos tiras harpanos avol be'emes. Here he says, no yudhika chidish. Aber bei Emes Halloi, ze hoye gam tainos oib di gelulin be eis matem teure shelo kiblo. Es ha teure. Is what was the taina that the Boron came to all the Goyim and he asked them if they want teure or not. And they said no. So why did they say no? So in Chazal it says that he came to Esav and he told them, what does it say in the Torah? Lo Zirtzo. And he said, Zahar v'chatech, you have a shab lo Zirtzo. Came to Yishmuel. It's no signoi. You know what I mean? Yodu bakoil. Yeah, so we learned shab, that they weren't mesugel to be mekayim that Easter Shibbet Torah is mainly the word Makabal. I've helped Frek, what do you mean? Now the guy is also Mechud and Osignal and Osirzo. So, what do they come with? What do you want to tell you? Say that if you want to, that's the, we have to talk about Shavuos time, not get it now. Is that I'll call Pani. So that's Pasht is how you learn Shat, because those Isurim were connected, their whole Al-Khar B'Khatichya is a man that couldn't be Makabal. Zot their name. Zot their Pshat, Halozeho Yigam Tainas Oiv the Gilunim Beis Matan Torah Shlo Kiblu Esa Torah Kiyam Ki Hoysen Mis Nagedis Lepar Nososom Yisoy Horetzicho Chedoyma Moshe Omer B'Medroshim. It was connected to Parnosa. You tell Esav that, says Lo Sirtzo. So he said, how, what's Parnosa? Parnassus is the killing people. Yeah? That's eight turns of chat. And he says that Be'etzim was a time of all the Goyim that they held the Torah was a steer to their Parnassus. The Imkain. Kishi Yisroel Onu Omru Pe'echo Nasa V'Nishma. So what did it mean? So when it came to Klal Yisroel, they said Nasa V'Nishma. So what were they saying? Halo Kidlu Afim Tasik Lohem L'Parnassus. That they were Makabal, even though it's going to be Masik to their Parnosa, they're Makabal to you. Mary de Kachish. A shaft of a fellow. I don't know what the Rav Chaim Velesha doesn't need a Haras Kama. Zalkoponim, so he says that's a shaft. That the reason the Goyim weren't Makabal to you was because of Parnosa. And Memele Behechrich, when Klai Yisrael was Yem Makabal to you, Ubehech was the pshat. Al daske, even though there's been a hezek to parnasa, is in mele we're going to be mekabel teir. V'in kain, eich. Now he's saying in his doyer, in kain eich yazvu hamitzvah hayoser gedoyla neged kulam b'shvilar parnasa. All right. They said that. Losignov, I can't be Mekabal Teirish. Losignov, because you can have Parnos without being a Gana. You can have Parnos without being a Rotseya. It's not Shaykh. It's not talking about a Rotseya shooting people. Mafia Valtazi, right? You can make Parnos without shooting people. But there's Mikhl a lot more things about Sirtzov than taking a gun and shooting them. It's Al Kalponim, so he says that it's so what's Kvapi Torah, Limud Torah, which is that Talmud Torah is the mitzvah Yosef Doyle Neged Kula. So Zichr, there's no taina that I can't learn Torah because of Parnasa. And that was Zichr Kabbalah. L'kach Koru Choyrev Kach. So that's what it says. B'chol Yom V'yom Yotzis Me'ar Choyrev U'machrez Es Oylem Me'al Bona Shal Torah. Bona Shal Torah is a pshat that people are not learning Torah could avoid. It's Mimeil, if you're not learning Torah to the boy, it's Bisholzeh Bachurban to that person. Me'ar Chayr. So he says, Klapi, his door, each person, each door will be different after. But Klapi, his door that he saw that the Ma'akev in the his masters to Torah was because of Parnasa. So he said that Alzeh Gufa was a Kabbalah. Yeah, Ne'er de Kazach. So it comes out, Lachir, the way he learns Pshat, that the Iker Hisnatus of Goyim to Torah is because in Kiyum HaTorah there lies a stira to Parnasa. That's what it comes out. But the you cite here, it comes out that the Iker Ma'akev for Goyim Klapik Torah is Parnasa. Meaning to say that the Chiddush of Torah in this world is that a person has to be Mekayim Torah and the Cheshmer of Parnasa. That's a Chiddush of Torah. That's what he's saying. It's not if it says here that the reason why Goyim didn't want Torah was because that it's their Parnasa. So Kumta Chesed Be'etzem Torah is a seer to Parnasa. That's what it says here. And the only Ummah that was willing to accept that stira and say we're going to ma'adif Torah over Parnasa was Klal Yisrael. It's a neir dekachidish. That Parnasa is a zad yisoid in the chayim of goyim in this world, that is mahava astira to Torah, and the only one that was muchen to say we're going to be mighty Torah over that is Klal Yisrael. It's nerdic. We see. I mean, if you look at the world, you see that what's the whole world mispleiv on Parnasa. Money. And Torah wants to build an oven of living in this world, not a buses on Parnassus. Is that Shum Kuma Veloshim was not moving to only Klavisa? I would like to know what his makor is for that. Because he says here, Kamosha Omer Medroshim. So it brings a Yalkut Shemoyim in Yisroi Reish Peivo, but it doesn't say that there. It says there that they didn't want to be Makabal because whatever reason it was. But it doesn't say that the Yisroi, their Hisnaktus was Machas Parnasa. That it doesn't say. Needs a bigger godel. You hear the Kiddush Shabbat? He's taking Parnasa, and it's not a Dovert study. But yes, Parnasa is a Dovert study. There's a lot of Isuri. Yeah? He's taking Parnasa is that Dovert Ikroini, that because of that, Goyim are not Shaykh, we're going to have Shaykh as a Torah. Yeah? He's taking that as a central Nakuda. That because of that, and that was the Chiddush of Klal Yisrael. That Hagam, that there's a Nezek in Parnasa, Klal Yisrael is moving to take Torah. He's taking Parnasa and putting it into a Zar, Nekuda Merkozis, that we would never put it there.
Zekman is also the Iker Nisayan.
What?
Does it come out
as
also the Iker Nisayan for Klal Yisrael?
The Iker?
Iker
Nisayan. Could be. Yecholiyot. I'm saying that was a Chiddush here. That he takes it and puts it into Zan Mokin Merkozi, that is the stira to yeah.
Why couldn't, how does he know, maybe it's just each nation had something that they did that was a stira, but
that's a pashas I learned Shaf. It's not shaya for Esav to Mikabel Tayer, because this prat of Losirtsoch that he can't be Mizgavara. Right? That's the Pashas I was going to shout. But I'm saying he was not like that. Yeah? Could be that the other people are not like Rukhai Veloshiner, but Rukhai Veloshiner is a Barsav, but that's one of the Malachim here. Not Pshat, it's not Pshat, someone from Bashal Shud has decided to say it's Rosh, so he said this Pshat. It's a Chai Veloshim. Yeah? But that is a Nuradika. My chashash is that I know that I don't know. It needs a beer, but I would say that we have that after Sukkot we have Simchas Torah, right? Why? So everyone has a chat. Both Lorcha said. Of the fear of Chaim Veloshiner, it's Mamash Kepshutai. Because the pshat is in the one of the avoidance of sukkah is doch to make this oilim and oilim arai, right? Make them to oilim arai. What is the seer of this oilim arai? So that's on the Al Shech HaKodesh, that he gives the same seer that is mefursim with Shem Chofetz Chaim, that there was a year. Grace Gvir from America decided to go to Europe. So see the Chofetz Chaim. So he comes to the Chofetz Chaim in Radin, and he comes into his house and looks around. He's like, "Figure the Chofetz Chaim got a lot of doors. They have a house. Nope. But who would take a house? He comes in there, and the Chofetz Chaim had a dirt floor. I think in the later years they put in a wood floor, but his house had a dirt floor, and there's no floor b'chlal. It was dirt. And they said, it's a bracha on the table with a couple stools without backs that were shaky. And that was the Chofetz Chaim's house. So he was Bamish Nishtoyim, so he says, yes, the Chofetz Chaim, where's your furniture? So the Chofetz Chaim looks at it and he says, and where's your furniture? Yeah, where's your furniture? You know, we walked in here without your furniture. So the Gvir told him, "Listen, I'm a tourist. I just came here to visit. If I come back to the place of where I live, I'll show you my furniture." So the Chofetz Chaim, so I'm also only a tourist. That was the Chofetz Chaim's answer. The Al Shech HaKodesh in Parshas Emor in Sukkah, he's Ma'arach Ma'od. On that nekuda, that is a tzir of the arai of oilam hazeh. Mamash with the Chofetz Chaim said that has no difference b'chal. Is the fidus of Chaim Veloshiner is a male. That's why after Sukkot, then you can have Simchas Torah, because only after the person is made his whole shehiyah in this oilam arai, which he says means bikur parnosa, makes no difference what you have. It's there, then you can have a Sheikh as a Torah. Without that, there's nothing to talk about. As they come to us with your Chaim Veloshiner. But etzim, what it means is, what does that mean? It means to say that there are two oifanim how to live in this world. We have this world here, right? So how do we live in it? So if we're toyfes the world, mitzad gashmi shaboy, so then the central nekuda in that world is going to be parnasa. Because you have to live in the world in a worldly manner, you would say. The Gashmi's Dika Oilum is the mainly supposed to live here in the Magushan Dika way. So how are you going to accomplish that? With Parnasa. Without that, you're not going to have the means with which to live in this world the way it's supposed to be lived. That's one Oifen. Masha Enkin, if a person would be Teifis, this Oilum, Mitzad Luruch Mies Shaboy, is Memela, then this whole world would only be a hechitimsa to be mekayim Torah, to live bo'ifem ruchani, in order to get the oilam haba, let's say, whatever the soif is going to be. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the tefisa of the world itself. If a person is teifas the oilam mitzad the ruchni is shaboy, is automatically it becomes a different surah of how to live in this world. That surah is Torah. Is Bemela, that was the nidon here between by the goy. You want Torah? Torah means that you're going to be teifis this oilam mitzad the ruchni shaboy. And Bemela, the gashmi shaboy is you're gonna, yeah, everyone's gonna have a little house like the Chofetz Chaim had, and more than that, we don't need. Is going for that? The only Ummah that was willing to live in this Oilam on that Oifim was Klal Yisrael, and the Cheshbon of Parnasa. Yeah, that's the Chur with the Hascholas Havon in this Ruchayim Lajna. Yeah, not Ginu Lamaisa was that. He told us we don't have to be mice of anything. But in one prat, I would say that as a hakdoma to this man, I read this man is a gezunter zman. It's an added month. It's geschmack manish, you know. I would say that. Some people view their lives in two tkufas. They have the tkufa when they're in the yeshiva, and they have the tkufa where eventually they may leave the yeshiva. Right? That's the way it's a suffix. I don't know if it's a fake, but I'll call it a suffix it is. Right? You know, it's a fake or not. Is our kaponim. So we have these two tkufas, right? So the fee, what he's saying here, so it comes out that it should be nostalgic, the tkufa is in the yeshiva, even l'shitas, the person that's mechalak is like two chalakim like that, right? But it should be nostalgic, with the Reb Chaim Voloshin, it should be nostalgic, then the time he's in the yeshiva, then he's in the matzav of I'm learning Torah. It's not parnasa on the side. I feel inside there's no parnasa b'chal. When he leaves the yeshiva, then he joins the goyish tzad, and he says, "No, it wasn't parnasa." Right? Is the melech or kolponi the time that he isn't in the yeshiva? It should be he should be in the oifen of that the tzura sa'oilam is ruchani. And it's no shaykhah to parnasa b'chal. That's the tzura that he should live with when he's in the yeshiva. Yeah, I'm making it. I don't want to be done with but the other tzad now because that's the b'machlis dvorim she lo bal oilam. That's the dvor she lo bal oilam b'tayim. It's now it declares a big da'osu. It's not a big da'osu. No, that's not the shaykhah. But a kopanim. I want to make it easier to if they take the whole thing, finish. That's it. You're either on the top. It's no parnasa. So then it's a little bit difficult for us in the Kabbalah. I don't know what we would have done if we would have been by Maim Narsini. We would have had a big problem. But our kopani, so that we were mechalik that our kufas achayim into two chalakim. So then. The tkufa that a person is sitting in a yeshiva should be in an oifan that of Kabbalah Satoira al in Yoni Ha'oilam Parnasa, building, living in this world in the Gashmis, the oifan should cease to exist. B'chlau. The only thing that he wants to do is live in this world, but oifan ruchani with Torah. That's all that interests him. He wants Shakua with Torah and Gemara. That's what it should look like. Now, if a person would be matzliach to do that, right, when he's in the yeshiva, then the tkufa afterwards would mistamli become a sfeik sveika. Yeah, it would be moist to the suffix al kopanim. Over chutz mizeh, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that can't have parnos. Yeah, it says in the Torah, it says, that after the Chedavodim Orishan, we already learned that, Parshas Bereishis, is a klala. Yeah, it's a clog. Paradoxical word up. Clog that, you know, it's never first given time. That it's a clog. So what Meshuggah is looking to be moistened on the clog? Making that his whole life's ambition to be a bigger Makulo. Yeah. That's as Azogin is. But push it. Say Kalayosh. But I'll call punny if a person in a tekufa that he's in the yeshiva will be oived on the tzad of the bittul of that chelak of the parnasa and the mashkiya himself in Torah, so then the tikva is that he'll come to a matzav where what is the mokum of parnas in Torah? That's an often seen in Shulchan Aruch. I don't want to learn it now. But our kapanim, the klal shavoy is that it has to be an oifen where torosai ikar umalachdo aroif. That's what it looks like. If torosai ikar umalachdo aroif, then there's no steer between parnas and Torah. The problem that the goyim had was they didn't want to make malach maroi, right? Malach maroi, that's the sukkah we just spoke about, but it's arai. That they weren't moving to. In Torah, the mokum is Torah also ikar and malach maroi. It's a mokum for malach and Torah parnasa. But it's only when Torah is ikar and malach maroi. Is that the avoida is that when the person is in the yeshiva, so then he can be in a masa where Torah also keva legamri, without any malach at all. That will help. That the tzayfel shodover, if he does have a malacha, over the malacha will remain the bechinas arai. Yeah, the haim. That the tzir, this people told me that the tzir is that you know, you're the person in the yeshiva says it's a matzav valia, right? What happens when he leaves the yeshiva? Well, then that we got the top of the mountain. Now you start skiing down, right? The farther away you get from the yeshiva, so but gravity says that you're skiing at a quicker pace. You're just getting farther and farther away from the top. Now that's how people view their lives. It doesn't trade. The tzir is that when a person leaves the yeshiva, he's only halfway up the mountain. He's just not the top of chal. Terence is if he, in the tekufa in the yeshiva he came to be koina, to keva, then even when he leaves, then malata will remain arai, and then he'll continue on the afters also. That's what it's supposed to look like. But al kapani, that's it's only going to happen if in when he is in the yeshiva, that he becomes so shakua in Torah. In Ruchnius, that he's be'etz and parnasa doesn't exist in Vayim Bachal. He's margish afil on the dance that it's going to be mazik to parnasa. Dahaina, there's going to be bittel of this oifen hachayim that's matim to oilum hagashmi. Afal pekeni, he's mucham. That the person is looking that should be his source hachayim when he's in the yeshiva. Yeah, that's. So I'm saying it's a short zman, it's hard to get into it. But the longer the zman is, so the easier it is. The person she mashkiya himself, and to be toying the time of what that looks like. That he's toying the time of the only thing that interests him is Torah, the shum davar acher. He wants to know to be kind of certain things in the mesech that he's learning, and that's the only thing that interests him. Everything else is more important. Yeah, there's yes salt in the soup, there's nish salt in the soup. Three bagels, two and a half bagels. Not enough, Nina. Yeah, give me a piece of old bread and finish it. What am I need more than that? As kama that a person is nichlus into that tfisa, when he's in the yeshiva, then there's sikuyim that even after he leaves, so that the Torah will remain ikar, and the Mlachta will be Ara. That is the Tzuras HaChaim of Yehud. Yeah, okay. And I happen to see this Reb Chaim Volozhin. I was looking for some purpose. something else, but mamash.
And he comes.